Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be enjoying a guided meditation on connecting to the One Consciousness. This is from Stage 9. This supports the Stage 9 task of connecting to the One Consciousness from the book Purna Asati, A Roadmap to a Better Life Through Complete Connection. That's also called the Big Red Book. Check that out if you haven't. And this is, I would call this type of meditation a consciousness meditation, obviously. But it's fairly advanced. So before you go into this one, you want to make sure that you try some of these others and kind of work your way up through working with the body, with the energy, and into the consciousness. Now, that being said, even if you haven't tried this type of thing before, go for it. Let's give it a try. This particular one was written to try to be very accessible to all different levels of meditators. So don't be intimidated by the fact that we're working with consciousness. You may be very pleasantly surprised. So let's get into it. So in this task, you're challenged to experience the realization of the idea that there is only one consciousness, and you are an extension of that. And it's something that we hear a lot, right? We are all one, there is only one. And what we're going for is not just the, oh yeah, I know. No. We want to know it right down to our bones. The realization, the making of it into real within the self. So we will take a moment to get comfortable. You can sit or stand or lay down, it doesn't matter. You can close your eyes or you can keep them open. So do what works for you here. Try it several different ways. We'll take a slow, deep breath and let it out like a sigh of relief. Be at peace. You are here now. Take another slow, deep breath, and this time, send it out slowly, consciously, with purpose, all the way. Be at peace. You are here now. Pause and repeat these breaths until you feel relaxed and at peace. We begin by connecting to this moment, as we've done before. Be mindful of your surroundings. Observe your surroundings in a detached but focused way. Watch your surroundings as the silent observer. Just be here in this moment now, taking in the sights, sounds, and feelings around you. Notice people, colors, textures, smells, and every detail. If your mind wanders, gently bring it back. This is an active mindfulness. Stay with it. when you feel connected to this moment, across all of your physical senses, reach out with an intent to connect with the people here in this moment. Painting the group with your energy and presence in a general way as you glance around the space. You are now connected to everything you can see. Now, connect with what you cannot see. Imagine connecting with the energy and presence in the air. It is the energy of the moment, pervasive, and touching this moment all over the world and beyond. Feel how your energy connects to it and is part of it. As you practice connecting to each moment, connecting within that moment to your intuition, and starting to feel the sameness in all things, reach out within that connection and feel what it is like to be these other people. Put yourself energetically in their place. What does it feel like to be them in this moment? It is a subtle feeling. It is not intense. But if you focus and practice, you can feel within your gut what it feels like to be them. Does it feel confident, insecure, joyful, playful, sad? Then, have an open mind here. This exercise has an important point. Feel what it is like to be that table, or that chair, or that plant. Does it feel stable, heavy, low, tall, fragile? Cold, warm, metallic. Can you feel the qualities of the wood or plastic or leaves without touching it? Spend a little time looking around the room and feel what it is like to be other people, places, and things. You may be surprised to find you can feel it. You can feel what it is like to be anyone or anything. Previously, you could imagine what it was like to be them, or at least what you would feel like if that were you, but this is different. You can actually put your energy in their place and feel their truth in this moment. Do it now. It is time to question. How can you do that? How is it that you can place your consciousness into theirs? How can you step into their consciousness with yours? Because it is the same consciousness. Think about the oceans and rivers of the world. They are all connected. Rivers flow into oceans, which flow into other oceans and connect to other rivers. It is all one big body of water. But the river looks and acts very different from the sea. Why? Local environments influence how they look, how fast they flow, what fish live there, how they are used, and more. It's the same with people. We are all one big consciousness. But our local environments, as a child and today, influence how we look, how we act, and what we do in this world. We are extensions of the same single consciousness, each influenced by our local environments, but one all the same, like the river and the sea, infinitely connected. Contemplate this. As you are deeply connected to this moment, ask your intuition if this is true. Ask if you are ready to allow this. This is a big step. Take your time. When you are ready, bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Notice how you feel. Welcome to stage 10. You are the one consciousness. Take this feeling with you and return to it anytime you like. Because this is a rather advanced meditation, regular practice will be well worth it. Thank you for enjoying this meditation with me today. I hope it has brought you insight and joy. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, follow the link in the show notes and let me know what's going on in your world and how I can help. And as always, I'll be wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.